This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Us. Oh my, unbelievable, the wall of water created from Idalia, the people who were cut off, and I'm feeling it. I was in the middle of all of that nonsense yesterday and part of today. Storm surge hitting more than 9 feet in Charleston because after pounding Florida, it moved on. So what has happened in the wake of this horrific storm? And what happened was when it finally made landfall, it was a Cat 3-4. I'm going to call it 3-4 because really it kind of roared in as a 4, quickly changing to a 3. Massive winds, massive amount of water, and people basically underwater almost immediately in the early hours of Wednesday morning, where it was finally downgraded to a tropical storm, but now that it's in the Carolinas and Georgia. But when it hit Florida, it was like a water bomb had gone off. That storm surge, because of the high tide, the combination of it was massive. I mean, it was massive. Less damage, maybe, than feared in some ways. But don't tell that to the people who found that their house was underwater. They were kayaking down the streets. They were waist-deep, knee-deep. There were all kinds of water rescues that had to happen on the Gulf Coast. If you drive on the Gulf Coast, from beautiful clear water all the way down to a place called Pasigril, you see really sandy streets because sand and water washed up from the beach. But that wasn't the same as what happened to some of the people and their homes, where they were absolutely flooded, and the terrible time of day. The place that it hit was Cedar Key, Florida. That was the first place that it hit. They said they've never seen water like that in their lives. It's just a little island city in the Gulf of Mexico. For five generations, many people and more have been there and have weathered storms. Not everybody who lives there, but a lot of people would claim that. So above sea level, but feeling pretty confident until this storm hit and all bets were off and seawalls went down. I mean, just massive. The path of destruction, the houses in the way, like I'm describing, oceanfront homes that toppled, and then others that completely stood. So it just depended on where you were. There were a lot of frantic 911 calls from people trying to figure out what to do, but nothing, by the way, like Hurricane Ian, where if you went to Lee County and you looked at Fort Myers, which is where Lee County is, they were inundated with those frantic calls, with people drowning in their homes, that dread. So it wasn't quite the same thing as Idalia, wasn't quite the same thing as Ian, but equally as horrifying for just absolutely so many. So it lost wind intensity over land, that it still was a dangerous storm with the storm surge and the damaging winds, and there was tornadoes that respond. My phone was going off the entire time, it seems like, because Pinellas County, which is one of the counties that got hit hard, that I live in, kept getting tornado warnings, massive amounts of water and flooding, and the things that they told you to stay away from. And, of course, in my case and in many people's cases that live close to the beach, you're cut off by bridges, and the major bridges were all shut down. One of the famous ones that connects you to Sarasota from Tampa, St. Pete, is the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, and that was immediately shut down. There were winds of up to 50, 60 miles an hour in some places, gusts certainly of that. And now, with the damage that happened in Florida, and we'll talk more about that this hour, there's the significant storm surge that's happening in some coastal locations in South Carolina. There's even a car that flipped up in the air, and it's the craziest video you've ever seen. It's easy to look it up, but there are people driving down the highway, and they look up, and a car is twisting around in the wind. It just lifted it up, pulled it up. And so, yeah, there were people that spent a day, 2 days, now sometimes going into 3 days, depending on where, looking for power, waiting for power. I have a brother who lives very close to downtown Tampa on an island. They lost power and had power gone for the entire day, and then it finally came on. So that's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of stories that we're hearing. What kind of damage? The preliminary estimate, 18 to 20 billion of total damage and economic loss from Hurricane Idalia in the southeastern part of the United States. And boy, that video from Goose Creek, like I mentioned, of the car being flipped was really crazy. And that was the wind, that was the tornado that briefly touched down, the heavy rain band, all of that combined. As I mentioned, we'll talk more about that because many of you had questions in the mailbag. When we hit the mailbag in our third segment, there'll be more to talk about there, certainly. In the meantime, how about the supermoon? You want some good news? I was walking the dog when all the dust settled later at night, and the moon was a supermoon. It's very, very cool to see it. It was like a surgeon trying to get a picture of it. A sturgeon supermoon, and that rare super blue moon is what people were seeing, and that happened on Wednesday, and it's happening on Thursday too as well. In looking at the peak of when you see it in full bloom, the light was so crazy bright, and it's about the moon's orbit. It brings it closer to Earth than usual. So when you get this cosmic combo, it's called super moon. The moon appears slightly bigger and brighter than normal, and it was like a flashlight was being pointed down on me. That's the best description that I can give you. It was crazy to see it. They appear about 7% bigger, 15% brighter than a typical moon. You know that expression, once in a blue moon? That's kind of what they're talking about. So the color of the moon isn't really blue. It is, it's the glow that you're seeing, right? And it was very cool, I have to say, to see it. So after this last appearance, the next time the moon will be this close to Earth will be November 5th, 2025. Then the moon will only be 221,817 miles from Earth. Wow! Mitch McConnell freezes again. What happened next?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind-the-scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter, at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Giuliani, what do they have in common? We're talking about them right now. So the first story has to do with Mitch McConnell and the fact that this happened once before, but now it has happened again. The Senate Minority Leader McConnell looked frozen again for about 30 seconds on Wednesday. He was speaking with reporters. This was after a speech in Covington, Kentucky. Very similar to what happened to him at the Capitol late last month. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions about how fit is the 81-year-old to lead the Senate Republican caucuses anymore with these sort of things happening to him. And it was very similar where someone at his side said, did you hear the question, Senator? Running for that was the question. Are you running for re-election in 2026? And he didn't respond. So the aide said, I'm sorry, we're going to need a minute. Then a member of his detail spoke to him for a moment, and then he was able to whisper an answer to him, and he turned back to reporters and said, okay. And his aide asked if anyone had another question and if reporters could speak up. So a spokesperson for Mitch McConnell said later that the Kentucky Republican felt momentarily lightheaded and paused during his press conference during the day. That he feels fine, but he's consulting a physician prior to his next event. Later, after this happened, he went to a fundraiser for Congressman Jim Banks, who's running for a Senate seat in Indiana. So he just kept carrying on with his schedule, even though these questions are really out there about his health. You know, he's led the Senate Republican caucus since 2007, but questions about his health are dogging him throughout this whole year. I mean, listen, he was treated for a concussion, a fractured rib. He fell at that hotel in Washington back in March, returned to the Senate a couple of weeks later. later. He had another fall that happened too, as well. People are all coming out and saying he's very dialed in, including Banks, who said that they had a wide-ranging discussion, and he put out on social media a picture of the two of them speaking. Even the president said he was going to get in touch with McConnell, concerned. He said, you know, Mitch is a friend. No joke. I know people don't believe that's the case, though. We have disagreements politically, but he's a good friend, so I'm going to try to get in touch with him later this afternoon. Apparently he did. He said, I just don't know enough to know, because reporters were asking him over and over again about that. I mean, so here's a very real discussion as to whether or not he should step aside for his health's sake. I mean, to have that risk where that's happening again and again and again and again and again. I mean, this has been a couple of times, and there have been a couple of stumbles. And, I mean, you just, I think, first of all, you think about his health. And is that a good thing, the kind of rigorous schedule, even if you drop down your schedule, is that the kind of schedule someone who's having these major health crises can maintain? You know, it's like looking at Senator Dianne Feinstein. You see, she looks confused to me when things are happening, different situation, but for her health reasons compared to Mitch McConnell's. But the same thing of where she's not always aware, and she's been caught a couple times on this, of what where she is and what's happening. So I think there's some real questions to ask when it comes to politicians and age and problems when somebody's having medical problems, serious medical problems. It's A, number one, not good for them. But the, you know, the will to keep going and saying, hey, it's just a little blip on the radar screen, that's certainly what the case is with Mitch McConnell. That's what he's saying. It's not a blip on a radar screen for Rudy Giuliani. A federal judge ruled that the former New York mayor is, ready for this, liable for defaming two Georgia election workers. And she was pretty adamant about her decision. U.S. Judge Beryl Howell ruled that he was, again, liable for those two election workers and what he said by accusing them of tampering with votes. This came just a week after he surrendered in Fulton County, Georgia, answering a criminal indictment that included the ex-pres and 17 others. So this is an extraordinary step, I think, in ruling against the former New York City mayor without a trial, while saying he had deliberately shirked his obligation to turn over crucial discovery materials in the case. It's a 57-page opinion. And she's pretty much suggested in it that his failure to turn over any of the materials was aimed at avoiding liability, not just in the defamation case, but even a little bit more broadly. And she said that his conduct left her no choice, because the election workers, Ruby Freeman and Wandrea Ershay, or Shay Moss, they call her, was deprived of materials they needed to argue their case. So he's going to be forced to pay. And Howell's suggesting it could be significant and has already ordered him to pay about $132,000 in sanctions for failures to comply with court orders. Now there's going to be a trial to assess how much he owes both of those women in monetary damages. So this is a big, big development. And Giuliani's spokesperson, Ted Goodman, his name is, called the ruling a prime example of the weaponization of our justice system, where the process is the punishment. He also previewed a potential appeal, saying it should be reversed. But Giuliani is getting deeper and deeper into these situations where he already can't afford the legal bills that he's being forced to pay in defense of a couple of these things. And now he's in deeper, right? He already failed to pay the $89,000 he was ordered to reimburse them. But he hasn't done that, so that's one thing. And then adding on whatever with the defamation, you know, happens, then you add all that up. And Giuliani claimed he can't afford to reimburse plaintiffs because he has to erase a $320,000 debt to a company hosting his electronic records. But he has listed his three-bedroom apartment in New York City for $6.5 million. So it is a tough time to sell anything, but maybe he sells that property and that will help get him out of hock, so to speak. Hey, in our next hour, we're doing a man cave segment, but this is worthy of a mention, something bright and cheery. You want to hear something good? I like this story. So there was a college volleyball match inside the University of Nebraska's massive football stadium. I used to work in Nebraska. It was one of my first jobs out of college in television. I was a television reporter anchor. And boy, I spent some time at the University of Nebraska. It is a huge stadium, my friends. So how about this volleyball match between Nebraska and Omaha? Sets a world record for women's sporting event. 92,000 fans attended at the Memorial Stadium for this match on Wednesday night. It sets a new world record for any women's sporting event. The former world record for attendance at a women's event was 91,648 for a Champions League soccer match between Barcelona and Wolfsburg that was held in Barcelona's Camp Stadium. So the United States record for the World Cup was pretty big, too, in the Rose Bowl. That was 90,185. But, hey, this is the record, so it's more. And this was for a volleyball day. It was promoted as Volleyball Day in Nebraska. And the opening match featured Nebraska Kearney against Wayne State. And that's where I used to live in Nebraska, very close to Kearney State. So it's interesting. There was even a post-match concert by country music star Scotty McCreery. And, just huge, 92,000, to be exact, 92,003. And I love Nebraska volleyball. They put it out all over the place, the world record. And there's no place, one of the sayings was on Instagram, I think I saw it, there's no place like Nebraska. I agree. Those people treated me like I was their daughter, and I was 20 years old. It was so fun to live there. Coming up next, your thoughts as we go to the mailbag.
A tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it's surprising, cause she really can. She started this heat wave.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he plans to reach out to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after he appeared to have another freeze moment.
Mitch is a friend, as you know, so I'm going to try to get in touch with him later this afternoon.
There are concerns about the 81-year-old Republican's health after he suddenly stopped speaking during a press event in Covington, Kentucky today. McConnell had a similar freeze moment during a news conference in the U.S. Capitol in July. Adelia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem. He added that he's been hearing about people looting stores after the storm left the area.
We are not going to tolerate any looting in the aftermath of a natural disaster. You got a lot of proponents of the Second Amendment, and I would say it's probably here. You loot, we shoot.
The storm is now headed to Georgia. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mel? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The mail.
The mail room. Thank you for all of your thoughts about what was happening with me and Hurricane Adelia. Even saying that name. It was crazy town all around me, but we really were lucky compared to so many other people with just the basic, you know, debris spread around, that kind of thing, but not some of the damage and the flooding that so many so close felt. So thanks for that, because I know Allison sent something, Jimmy did, and a couple of others. All right, let's move to this one from Bob, who says, Kate, how bad is what happened with Adelia as it moved on from Florida? I saw the horrible pictures and what was going on with the flooding outside of Tampa and along those beaches and those communities that I think you're close to that got hit with. But what about what's happened in other places, like in the southeast, like Charleston? Oh, well, the water level in Charleston is always a big deal. So the harbor exceeded the forecast, and flood, wind, and tornado threats, kind of the same thing. Pretty terrible, though, the storm surge. That's the key thing. So when it moved through South Carolina, heavy rain, 60-mile-an-hour winds that were sustained. You know, this again is after the Wednesday hit to the Florida Gulf Coast as really a Cat 3 storm. It hits that Big Bend area, causes the flooding, moves on. And so in Georgia and South Carolina, there are people without power altogether in the three states, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, 400,000 people were without power. Some of them have it back. Some of them don't have it back yet at all. So it's going to be about setting the records for highest water levels, definitely in Florida, and that's happening as well in the Carolinas, too. So the storm surge in North Carolina, South Carolina getting kicked by it big time. Flash flood warnings and some flash floods in parts of Georgia. That happened. Flights out of Savannah, Hilton Head Airport canceled on a big chunk of Wednesday, not early in the morning, but later in the day. The city of Savannah was closed because of it's going to be closed Thursday because of the weather. And, you know, you had North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper telling people to stock up on supplies, stay off the roads, just like in Florida, because they were flooded in so many areas. Schools were closed or let out early. Going to be closed on Thursday, the power outages. And so for Charleston Harbor, that's a good place to mention again. It was their fifth highest water level. So it exceeded the forecast of 8.5 feet, and it's over 9 feet. 9 feet. And again, so much of it, what happened in the Carolinas is what happened in Florida, the timing. And then you had the moon event, which also affects the tides and the weather. And then you just multiply all of that, right? You just multiply it. And that's why you saw the water situation. That's why you saw people paddle boarding down the middle of Bayshore Boulevard in Tampa, down the middle of one of the major intersections in Charleston, too, as well. And I think digging out and looking at those rain totals and wind is going to be the real shocker, I think, for probably a lot of people, than seeing what it really looks like. I've seen it. I can tell you, you know, everything that happened in Florida and then as it moved on to the Carolinas. So pretty rough stuff. It's spitting out to the Atlantic Ocean, spitting out on the other side. All right. This is from Kathy, who says, boy, Giuliani seems like a big liability to President Trump. Talk about facing a lot of consequences now with this whole defamation thing, which he is on tape saying, accusing these women, I'm a Republican, but he can't alter what is the truth. And he clearly is on an interview talking about the fact that these women intentionally were tanking the election, which obviously it's proven to be, and it will be proved to be that hasn't happened. So that is defamation, and that's going to probably twist him up in the trial as well in Georgia. What was Rudy Giuliani thinking, Kate? I can't get into his head. I said this the other day. He was like the guy in New York. The people he prosecuted, put the mob down, cleaned up the city when he was mayor. Then even if he had some people that doubted him or didn't like him, he was popular with all kinds of people there. And especially after 9/11, too, the way he just went about that whole thing. And then lots of kind of weird, crazy, unexplainable things that he said and done have happened with Rudy in the last 5-6 years, even before Trump, but then connected to the former president, the things that have happened with him. And, you know, is he a liability? He is, I suppose, if you look at it that way. But he's going to have to come up with a whole lot of money, the way this is looking. I mean, he's still trying to pay off a bunch of money he already owes with legal debts. All right, this is from Ken. Kate, very concerning, Mitch McConnell, and the fact that he's freezing up again. If I'm a Kentucky voter, I'm concerned. And if I'm anyone who's part of the Republican Party in Kentucky, I'm concerned, too. They should start really focusing on what's next? I mean, being asked the question about re-election and then freezing up, could there be anything worse? Seeing that over and over again as I was watching some of the coverage of it, it's very clear that he's not well. I think it's clear he's not well either. You think of the tumbles, the concussion, all of that. That was not that long ago. And you can't have him out there at these stops where he's all of a sudden he just freezes, where it's 30 seconds, where he's just staring off blankly because he's not processing it or whatever's happening to him. Because of those falls. If you know anything about concussions or anything that happens related to it, can happen related to it afterwards. And he's paying the price for it too. Which, after all these years in politics, what a thing to deal with and go down with. But his health is the main concern, without a doubt. Michael says this. He says, hey, Kate, I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about, but I guess I'll just stay with one thing. And that one thing is the something that I happened to see about the hammer guy. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but that man who was charged with attacking his coworkers with a hammer and then telling them that blank happens. I think it's scary, some of what has now happened with people snapping at work or going to work and snapping. And this is just the latest chilling thing that has been having to be dealt with by people who just work with somebody who freaks out all of a sudden. I think that more attention needs to be paid to mental health. I'm convinced of it now. Yeah, that was a crazy story. It was this factory worker who repeatedly, by the way, not once, well, any is booby too much, but he was repeatedly smashing him over the head with a hammer, then walked out telling somebody, yeah, S happens. And this is a 27-year-old guy, Austin Hahn, his name was, strolled over to his friend, by the way, and bludgeoned him from behind. And this happened, I guess last week, early in the morning at a sheet metal company. He just hit him six times, boom, 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 and then he calmly tossed the hammer in the trash in front of another employee who was outside and didn't know what happened, like heard the comment, didn't know what happened, and then drove to his mother's house, just left, drove to his mother's house. So when the officers got there, the victim had skull fractures, brain bleeds, a broken jaw, and missing teeth. And the people at the factory told police that he and the victim were the best of friends. But here's the key thing. That was before they had a disagreement weeks prior to the hammer incident. And supposedly they thought, oh, it was all fine. I guess it's not fine. He's being held without bond on a charge of attempted murder. And he'll be back in court October 19th. So, of course, he was arrested, and that's that. Now that all plays out. Wow. Best buddies going to lunch. Next thing, he turns around, he's being hammered by this guy. It is crazy, crazy. I agree with you. It is about resources, mental health, and just absolutely not a laughing matter. You can reach me, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Pets and insurance, we're talking about it next.
This is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. behind-the-scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter, at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, everybody knows how much I love Guinness. Guinness is the mascot of the show. He comes on, off, and we talk about dogs all the time. I was late to the dog party. We had cats because my brother was allergic. So I am so thrilled to welcome to the show Dr. Katie Nelson. We're talking about protecting your pet. She's the senior veterinarian relations manager for Chewy Health, where she's responsible for the management and innovation. Think about that. Of Chewy's telehealth platform, and she's been a vet for, you know, over 20 years, so you can just imagine she's seen it all. So, Dr. Nelson, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. That's quite the intro. Appreciate it.
Yes, you know, it's so interesting because I grew up with cats. Now I have a dog, and a lot of people listening have cats or dogs. And, you know, there's so many things you can talk about with pet insurance and your pets and whatnot. What are some reasons people buy pet insurance? And what about people who consider insurance and then don't get it? Why do people hold off? This is a big debate among my friends. And even here on the air, we've had this debate.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we at Chewy, we have over 20 million customers. And when we asked our customers, you know, why is it, for those of you who have purchased it, why have you done that? Almost half, 48% of those people said that they did it because of the peace of mind. They wanted to know that whenever something came up, whenever something happened, they were going to be able to take care of their pet no matter what. And other people said, well, hey, I would actually just rather pay a fixed rate every month and know, you know, how I can budget accordingly. And other people people just wanted to bundle both like wellness insurance as well as illness insurance. So there's a lot of reasons why people are actually going forward with it. And at Chewy, you know, it's really advantageous for them to kind of get that through us because we have a whole suite of healthcare offerings. You mentioned our Connect with a Vet platform, our telehealth platform. You know, people who have CarePlus packages can actually have access to licensed veterinarians and licensed technicians 18 hours a day, 365 days a year. For free, Kate. That's something you can't really get anywhere else. And plus, you can, as a Chewy customer, get all of your medications, your supplements, your vet diets, all of that straight through Chewy, and it's really nice and convenient. Now, for the people who have looked into it and said, it's just not right the right time for me, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, of course, is always going to be cost. People don't really understand it's, you know, cost versus value is something we really have to stop and think about. And, you know, for laying out a certain amount of money every month, what do I get out of that? And, you know, again, kind of brings us back to that peace of mind situation. It's the ability to know that when it comes time for your pet's checkup, you're going to be able to pay for that. It's to know that if something bad were to happen to your pet, you're going to be able to take care of them in the best possible way. And, you know, the other thing that we get is people just saying, it's overwhelming. I don't know how to choose. There's so much out there. I don't even know what to ask. And so, you know, they're just like, I just can't deal with it. So, but you know, we've got some great information on our app as well as on our website. So if people have questions about, you know, what type of package would be appropriate for your pet, you can go to Chewy.com and, you know, look through all of those examples there.
This is one of the things that people really wrestle with, I think, and you would know this too, is when do you get the insurance? When they're young, when they're old, you have it right from the beginning. When should pet owners start thinking about insurance?
Well, if you're thinking about bringing a pet into your home, start thinking about pet health insurance then. You know, some of these plans actually have a delayed onset for coverage. So if you know you're going to be bringing a pet home, go ahead and start looking into those packages so that you can have coverage day one for your pet. But, you know, if one of my clients comes in and they're like, oh, but I'm going to adopt a senior pet, so it probably doesn't make sense. It absolutely does, because those senior pets are going to have issues as well, obviously. So it's never too late to have good coverage.
Well, I like that. It's never too late to have good coverage. All right, so we talk about wellness with people, and you've been talking about insurance plans. What is the difference, and what should pet parents keep in mind when reviewing the offerings that you've mentioned when you talk about wellness and the insurance plans?
Yeah, great question. So there's definitely a difference in the wellness versus the illness and accident coverage. So wellness, just think about, you know, this is your annual exam. This is the blood work that your pet's going to need every year. Their heartworm test, their feline leukemia test, whatever it is for your cat or for your dog. Their heartworm and flea and tick prevention, their vaccinations. So the wellness plans are going to help you to do that basic preventive care so that your pet, you know, has the best fight and chance to be healthy throughout the year. Your accident and illness packages are, you know, exactly that. They're going to cover a situation where it's unexpected for you. Your dog has swallowed a sock, or they've broken their leg when they were playing in the dog park, something along those lines. That's what's going to be covered by those other plans. Now, there's also a possibility to bundle those together so that not only are you ready for the preventive care, but you're also ready for any sort of accident that might come up. And, you know, the main thing when you're looking at these different plans is to really think about your particular pet. You know, do you have a cat who maybe already has a pre-existing condition? He's got heart disease or he's got kidney issues. Do you have a particular breed? You said you have an Irish Setter Golden Retriever mix. Both of those breeds are predisposed to hip dysplasia, as you well know. Mm-hmm. So make sure that when you're diving into these plans, that you're looking to see what is covered under all of those plans to make sure that you're getting the one that's right for your particular pet.
Yeah, great advice. Dr. Katie Nelson, where do we go for more information?
Absolutely. You can check us out on the Chewy app. You can find both Connect with a Vet as well as our CarePlus plans right there, and you can find us at Chewy.com.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Some great advice there. If you have a pet and you end up in a situation where it's crazy the amount that you have to pay for some kind of illness or something that's happened, especially when you get plans that don't cost that much. I mean, some of them can be extraordinarily high. It just depends on what you're talking about. But because there are so many people, and she mentioned it, that are that shop with Chewy and are part of, you know, their memberships, etc. It is a good place to look. All right, a little of this, one of my favorite things to do. It's called For Reals. It's my reaction to a story that I read about. A thrift store shopper was joking with people that she found a famous artist's painting for $4, and she hung it on her wall. She was just joking. It turns out she really did find a treasure. The antique enthusiast, we'll call her, got a painting that appeared to have the signature of N.C. Wyeth. She bought this at a thrift store in 2017. So could there be a chance it was the real work by the prolific Maine artist and the patriarch of the Wyeth family of painters? It turns out that she put it on the wall for a couple of years. And she, after a couple of years, you know, she kept looking at the paintings, liked the painting, that kind of thing. And she put a Facebook page up and said, "Things found on the walls." And it was dedicated to stories of things that you find on the walls, dig up in your backyard, or find abandoned in a house across the street from your grandma's, whatever. That's the group, anyway, that she posted on. And she was cleaning last May, and she decided that she would post the image on Facebook in this group. It turns out that a former curator who worked with paintings by the three generations of the Wyeths saw the piece and thought, "This looks authentic," and contacted her, and found out, yeah, 99% sure this is authentic. So you come to today and the For Reals part, she buys it for $4. Now it is estimated to fetch about $250,000 at an auction. It's going up for auction in September. The Bonhams Skinner Auction House is putting it up. They know someone will snap it up, and that's probably the price, or even higher than that. She had no idea. She bought it at Savers Thrift Store in Manchester, New Hampshire. I love it. And that's a For Reals. It really happened. And the Wyeth family has some really cool paintings, maybe some paintings that you know. My mother found a Wyeth painting, and they had only done so many, and it was N.C. Wyeth had only done so many of them. I don't know how many it was. So it wasn't an outrageous amount of money. But she, because I like those snowy scenes, and I got one of them, and I've been through that that cool little museum they have in Chatsford, Pennsylvania. But I wouldn't know it if I saw it at a thrift store, so good for the woman. Ramona is the name of the painting, by the way. On that note, thanks so much to Nate for his fine work on the technicals. Mr. Reeder always does such a fine job. And I'm going to leave you with this. In light of things that have been happening, stay safe, dry, and cool, people.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.